You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben Lai, and I'm joined in studio by Mr. Chris Arific.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh.
Why? What? That's such a Chris move. It's because you can't see.
Because I can't see anything.
Why can't you see?
I was at the optometrist, and I got my pupils dilated. It takes a couple hours for it to totally... I can see, just I can't focus. Like, it's everything is kind of just mushy. I can see it. It's kind of, it's like when you first wake up from a nap or something, and things are just sort of like...
You really shouldn't drive like that.
Well, but curiously enough, like, stuff from far away is fine. It's just, like, close stuff. I just don't get too close to me. Yeah, so
right.
I can drive as long as I'm like
people at the crosswalk.
Yeah, 20. Yeah, just no one get close to my giant car. How was your break, Chris?
Amazing. Thank you for asking. I was on Salt Spring Island.
Yeah.
And I ran into Marta Jachubik McKeever, the singer and keyboard player of ESL, and her lovely family.
Oh, fantastic. How are they doing?
They're doing really good. They just moved into a house that is ginormous and got to meet a horse named Joy. And it just so happens that the drummer of ESL, name was Joy.
Also Joy. And the drummer from, also in the band Basic Instinct.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, Joy is in Basic Instinct.
Is Basic Instinct playing Shindig?
They are playing Shindig. I believe they won the round, and they're playing at some future date.
Amazing.
Some future.
Speaking of Shindig.
Yeah. Speaking of Shindig. We're going to do some Shindig. This next week, on a Thursday, there is Shindig happening. So if for some reason you decided to not listen to this radio show, even though we have Milk on the program playing live in studio, feel free to come down here as well. But you can also go to Pets Pub, Shindig happening on Thursday nights. The first semifinals is happening with Girl Pudding.
Right.
Girls' Nails. Is it
Girls' Snails?
Yeah, it could be Girls' Nails.
Yep.
All right. And also The Strange Breed.
Yeah, Strange Breed.
Yeah. So I have only seen Pudding because they play in this program and all the other bands. I've only went to one Shindig this year. How many Shindig have you been to?
The zero.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, not this year, but
it's
this season.
It's not as good.
I don't know.
Ben, you're just a little bit of magic up stage.
Yeah, fair enough. All right.
Fair enough. You are true. You are speaking truth, Chris.
I have no... No, I'm sure it's fantastic down there at Pat's Pub or the Hastings Mill Barn Grill or whatever it's called on Hastings. It's fun. It's getting to the semifinals. It's always the fun part. These are the bands that has... that has managed to destroy two other bands previous nights. So it means that they have some staying power. I don't know what the word is. Some killer instinct, instinct.
When I ask who wins, what is your answer to that? No one really loses.
Well, now that I don't host anymore, it's like obviously there's a winner. No, I don't know.
You've been lying to me this whole time.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. Let's talk about this. There's a different show tomorrow. That's not part of
Puzzlehead, right?
Yeah, that's.
Is this the return of Kata Yoon?
Yes, in town for a little bit.
All right.
I assume, yeah. So the show, and this is at the Red Gate.
Roxy? They're not going to play the Roxy again.
Well, to be honest, I thought because I think the host of Shindig, Andy Resto, is really involved in he's also playing with. A different project called it's a new supergroup called Bulk.
Okay.
Yeah, featuring members of Peace, Ichuda, which is Andy.
Yeah.
And Bette Weathers Anonymous. So that's playing tomorrow as well. And also is it Muncho Joe?
I believe so.
Muncho Joe.
That's how Duncan pronounces it.
Yeah. So never know how to say it. But so those are the bands playing tomorrow. It's at the Red Gate, just because Andy put on so many shows at the Toast. Part of me was thinking, oh, it's at the Toast Collective. I said, no.
Right. He does the rock and reading.
Yeah, the rock and reading thing. So, but yeah, it is at the new Red Gate on Main Street. So I'm going to play for you some Puzzle Head and maybe some Mancho Joe and no Balk because there's no
soon.
Recording.
Soon. For 2019.
Yeah, if you're at the show tomorrow, bring a tape recorder. And send me a bootleg, and I'll play it on the show next week. Or maybe I'll do it. I don't know. We'll just okay, this is... I can't see it.
That's Puzzle Head.
This is
White Knuckles.
Puzzle Head, White Knuckles on CITR 101.9, CITR.ca on the internet.
Woohoo!
Something more. Put it in the beat. from a military tour in Afghanistan, anytime I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
This is still CITR, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, Life in the Liberate Radio Hall. I'm Ben. I'm here with Chris. Hello.
Hey, Ben.
So we played some new one. I mean, the song, it's not super new to us, I guess. They played it on the show last year. But there's a new recording. It's actually finally professionally recorded. In the past, the song they have on the Bandcamp were just like a tape off the floor of some sort. It sounded good.
They couldn't wait until they won Shindig.
Yeah. Anyways, it looks like there is a tape that's coming out in March of 2019. And on their current Bandcamp site, there's two songs on a preview sort of thing. I played the song Double Happiness for you. And yep. Before that, I played some Muncho Joe with a song called Plum Crazy off an album called Bread Dough Rising.
Is he originally from the East? Is he originally from Halifax? Or
I do not know.
Okay.
I have no idea. Is his name even Joe? No. I have no idea.
Not sure.
Start off the set with Puzzlehead. So both of those earlier bands are playing at the Red Gate tomorrow. And Pudding is playing at Shindig as part of the First Excitement. That is first round Shindig semifinals. Pudding, Strange Breed, and Girls Nails. Will there be an upset like what happened yesterday with Team Canada? I don't know who the favorites are on Shindig anyway, so I don't know.
Finland had it in the bag.
Yeah. Or I was more talking about Switzerland over Sweden.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's amazing. What if Switzerland wins the whole thing?
Yeah. So, yes. But also, Pudding is also playing a show with Sightlines. And Sarcasm. And it is an event called Jandice Volume Number 6, and that's at the Avant Garden.
Jandice. It's your eyes.
Jandice Volume 6, Avant Garden Volume 6. That is happening on the 17th of January. So let's do some sight lines, and then we'll come back and see what happens. This is Brewery Creek off
some floppy disk album that they have, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, sweet, sweet. Here, give it a listen. I would read more about it, but I can't, so.
Just live it for now.
That was Collapse.
Amazing.
Amazing video. Collapsing Opposites with a song called Diamond Mine off the record In Time. The record came out in 2010, it says. And the video maybe a bit later, or is it just uploaded?
I think a bit later, yes.
Yeah, a bit later on 2012. We're just going down the rabbit hole in terms of YouTube videos. If you're on the computer, turn off these radios right now and go on your YouTube. You can search for Collapsing Opposite, Diamond Mine. You see a very nice stop frame
motion,
animation type of video done by Laura Hatfield.
Yeah, very good. Who now lives in Sweden?
Yeah, Malmo, I still think somewhere. Yeah. Hmm. And Collapsing Opposite, Ryan McCormick, who now lives in Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the island.
But the reason why we're playing it is because the Wild Kind video was very stop motion animation as well.
So we thought of that. Collapsing Opposite. So before that, we play Wild Kind. Message Timing is the name of the song. The album is called West End, and there actually is a album release show for the Wild Kind new record that is coming out. But
amazing.
Yeah, and it is with Devours.
Amazing. Yeah.
And Babe Corner. That is happening on Wayne Gretzky's birthday.
Oh, January.
January issue the 26th.
How old is he going to be?
99.
Oh, that was a great answer.
At the Red Gate. So basically just like go to the Red Gate and stay there, and there's like tons of things happening at the Red Gate. So that is happening, in 3 weeks. Wild Kind LP release, and the LP is called West End with Devours and Babe Corner. That's happening, and that song is on there. Yeah, and the video for that also is a stop motion video kind of thing. That's why we played it in a bit. And then before that, we play some Elizabeth with a song called War is Built Beautiful.
Yeah, but the reason why we did is because I thought it sounded like the novel
song that we played before that,
which is a band from Toronto, and they're playing Red Gate well at January 10th.
January 10th, and Novel is spelled in a
stupid way.
It's like N0V3L. So they lost points for that. But anyways, Natural is the name of the song that I played. And the thing also it's a different year. Elizabeth was a couple years after Shindig, Collapsing Opposite. Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah. So, but First Excommunication is the name of the record where the War is Beautiful song is off of. And that came out
dozen years ago.
Yeah. Many, many, many years ago. And I've also played some Sightlines in that set with.
But we're playing Sightlines for a reason. Oh, the Jaundice Volume 6.
Yes, at the Avant Garden.
Yeah.
Avant Garden. And get there early because it's nice. I don't know. This is CITR 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm Ben. I'm here with Chris.
Hey.
Horrific. Way past his bedtime.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what. And I can actually, you know what?
What?
Guess what? I can see now.
Oh,
I can read. Oh, my goodness.
That's amazing.
I know.
Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle. Let's talk about another show that's coming up. This is not at the Red Gate. There's a place called Static Jupiter. Have you been to?
No, I have no idea where it is.
I have not either. I think it's isn't it in the main and second-ish area?
Oh, that place. Yeah, I remember Miles of Pale Red telling me that he played a really good show there. So.
I think it's, I don't know if it's like that, that particular, I don't know. But it's like seems to be a bunch of places around that area because, the Red Gate's in an area too. But
yeah.
I could be just talking out of my bumhole.
As you usually are.
So I have not been to it either, but I've heard good things about it.
Is it close to that record shop?
Yeah,
that,
no. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see. I should just stop right now. I'm sure you can. There is like a Facebook page, and you can go to it. And from stuff I heard, it's a very nice cute venue. So there is a show happening with BB. Yep. And Loans. That's happening on the 12th of January. And I'm going to Yeah, play for you a song from BB, and this is Dream Rope on CITR. Maybe I'll play some songs, maybe Loans, who knows? You just have to stick around and find out. Anything to say, Chris?
Darn it. Hurts.
It hurts? All right. This show is sponsored by...
Hurts.
My bum.
Oh, God.
Cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Oh, man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow,
that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude!
Only on CITR.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out The Real Deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Taxi!
from Toronto, or previously from Toronto. They're a band called the Mellow Grove Band, doing a cover of a Halifax band, Thrush Hermit. I'm Sorry If Your Heart Has No More Room. Off the a record full of cover songs of Thrush Hermit songs called the Songs for the Gang Thrush Hermit Tribute. Yeah, the Mellow Grove Band no longer around. I do follow them on my Instagram, and they have still been, like, every couple months they've been posting, like, old band posters of the old shows and stuff.
So great. Totally. Yeah, yeah. We're totally nerding out
to
this.
That's cute, yeah.
This is our youth.
Yeah, that song was very nice. And, yeah, like, through my early days of, like, being in Toronto a lot, like, I got to know the Mellow Grove guy a little bit.
Live in Toronto?
No, I just, like, go to, like, the CM, whatever, W, CMW. Or North by Northeast and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're a Toronto band, so they play, like, every single show. And I think they were on Endearing Records, which I was friends with the people that run it. And yeah, it just happened when they were in Vancouver, I would see them. So, yeah, nice people. And, yes, and there's a nice song, and Thrush Hermit. Great band that is original. The song was originally from Sweet Home Wrecker.
Yes. Oh, so see, great.
This is Chris Terrific.
Hey.
On Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. If you go on YouTube, listen to Chris's performance of Hastings Sunrise on the YouTube channel. There is a website for this radio show. You can always go to CIT.ca. But if you're lazy, you can go to RadioHell.ca. If you go to that, there's links to our Facebook, to our Twitter, to our podcast, and also YouTube. If you go to the YouTube page, there's videos from all the band's performance in the past 2 years or so. And, yeah, one of them is Chris playing Hastings Sunrise in its entirety on...
From the band?
From the band of Paul Gross.
Yes.
And it's on the piano.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Do you know they're going to do this little radio station's going to be doing Fun Drive again?
Oh, yes.
Is that wonderful?
Oh, my favorite time.
Oh, I love it so. Yeah. You know that little rainbow light that tells you that someone's calling? It's going to be just as quiet as it is today.
Well, what special plan are you going to be doing?
Have you thought of lots any special... of Ben Lai shirts.
Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't. Yeah. So that's happening in like the first week, last week of February and the first week of March or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's that. Let me tell you what else I played in. That's that really quickly. BB with a song called Dream Rope. It's a very nice song.
And BB is playing with Yep and Loans at Static Jupiter January 12th. Yeah.
Also play some Loans with a song called Bell
Tower. Oh, that's right.
Tower.
Well, that's why we played the Mellow Grove Band.
Yeah, we were just...
Because only a visitor would not work.
Yeah, we'll save that for another time.
Sure. But only a visitor and Walgren are playing the Kulch on January 12th.
Yes, you should go check that out. Very good bands, friends of the show, play it on the program, go to a podcast. You can only a visitor play at least twice on the show, and Walgren played once a couple years ago, and only a visitor does videos, and Walgren was before I was, before the Well has video cameras.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was when it was just the radio and no television, so we didn't have the luxury of that.
How did we survive?
Yeah. So thank you so much, Chris, for coming in.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you, Ben, myself, for being here.
Thanks, Ben, for being here.
Yeah, let you know, this is a very busy month. This is pretty much, spoiler alert, I'm going to be doing playing a rerun of the Booty EP set, which they were here last year. I'm going to do that in a minute after I finish yapping. This month, we have a lot of band coming in. There's three bands coming in. Milk is here next Thursday. And then the week after, the 17th, we preempted for 24 hours of radio art. But still tune in for that. It's going to be fantastic. 24 hours of radio art. And after that, on the 24th of January, we have Laverne. We'll have your kids tune in.
Well done,
it's
Ben.
It's an inside joke. You have to listen.
I'm so proud of you.
You have to listen to a...
Don't.
Yeah. Don't at me. And Yep is playing on January the 31st, 2019. That's all we have time. Well, we have another hour of Booty EP as they were here. What they have it written down. Back here May 17th of last year of 2018. They were two very fantastic people. They played a set on the radio, and this is what happened that night, that fateful, fateful night. See you next week. Coming up next is, after Booty EP at 11, is Copy and Paste. Don't go anywhere. Tune into Parts Unknown Mondays at 1 p.m.
Hey, everyone. We were missing.